Nadia Bolz Weber calls for a sexual reformation in her latest book, Shameless. How does her reformation compare with the truths rediscovered during the 16th century Reformation? I've written a review of Shameless in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Andrew Abraham details his journey from Catholic priest to Lutheran pastor. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Well, it seems that everyone is one nowadays. If you have a pulpit, if you have a church, somehow that means you're also a prophet. How easily we hear in pop Christianity today predictions being made, not just educated guesses. That's, well, the pulpit's no place for an educated guess either, but pastors are entitled to their opinions, although the pulpit's no place for a pastor's opinion either. But if it is an educated guess, some even claim that they're getting this from God himself, that they are in effect prophesying in the same way that the prophets of the Old and the New Testament prophesied. What should we make of it? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for This Week in Pop Christianity. Our guest, Pastor Chris Roseboro, joins us to talk about some recent money prophecies made by a big name, Hillsong's Brian Houston. Chris is pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
You want to begin discussing 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. Why is that?
Well, there's a real prophecy in 2 Timothy, and it's in Scripture, and it's the Apostle Paul who prophesied. This is one of these go-to texts that I use on a regular basis as we cover the different people who are the most popular pastors and preachers and teachers in evangelicalism on my program. But here's what it says. Paul writes to young Pastor Timothy, and at the time he was pastoring a congregation in the city of Ephesus. And so he says to him, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who's to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and they will turn away from listening to the truth, and they will wander off into myths." And this prophecy of the Apostle Paul is one that we can point to example after example after example, where this prophecy is coming true Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, as men who rightly handle God's word, who proclaim Christ and him crucified for our sins, they preach law and gospel, sin, grace, repentance, and the forgiveness of sins, who'd spend the time rightly handling God's word in order to bring us the true sense of it, they are being literally drummed out of the pastoral office, and they are being replaced with guys with smoke machines and skinny jeans who, at the end of the day, the only thing you can describe their sermons as doing is scratching itching ears and telling people what they want to hear, rather than convicting you of your sins and the sinful thoughts and passions that you have. They instead incite them and play off of them, and then ultimately blasphemes God's name in the process by using his name to make it sound like God is all about fulfilling the desires of your sinful passions. And it's really just a mess. And at the top of the heap are men like Brian Houston.
So who is Brian Houston? How big is Hillsong, his church, in pop Christianity worldwide?
I do not think that it is hyperbole to say that Hillsong Church is a global movement and probably one of the largest church movements in evangelicalism today, if not the largest. That is how big they are. They have multi-site campi across the world, And they pretty much announced that their brand has become its own denomination. So when we talk about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, that's a denomination. You could properly say that Hillsong is a denomination, and their global reach far exceeds the global reach of the Missouri Synod.
So Brian Houston, am I right? Is he like founding pastor of the original, the mother church?
He's the captain of the mothership. I guess you could put it that way. Yeah.
So when he speaks, ears perk up, not only in these Hillsong affiliates, but Hillsong wannabe pastors, Brian Houston wannabes all over the world.
Correct. In fact, a good way to put it is that as head of the Hillsong denomination, Brian Houston is to Hillsong as Pope Francis is to Roman Catholicism. That's the type of power that he yields.
Pastor Chris Rosebrough is our guest. We're going to be listening to some bites from Brian Houston and This Week in Pop Christianity. On the other side of the break, he's going to be making some prophecies, not just ordinary prophecies, but money prophecies. We'll hear what he has to say right after the break.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Nadia Bolz Weber calls for a sexual reformation in her latest book, Shameless. How does her reformation compare with the truths rediscovered during the 16th century Reformation? I've written a review of Shameless in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Andrew Abraham details his journey from Catholic priest to Lutheran pastor. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Emmanuel Press is a Lutheran-owned business in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in operation since 2004. That's 15 years of publishing liturgical and devotional books, 15 years of collaborating with Lutheran authors, artists, and translators. Thanks to our loyal customers and Issues Etc., we look forward to many more years of confessing and teaching the Christian faith. Visit us online at emmanuelpress.us, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, press.us.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Holy Cross Lutheran, Carlisle, Iowa. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Risen Savior Lutheran, Basor, Kansas. St. John Lutheran, Germantown, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Grace Lutheran, Clarksville, Tennessee. Hope Lutheran, Sunbury, Ohio. And Reformation Lutheran, Hillsboro, Oregon. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We're talking about some recent money prophecies made by Hillsong's Brian Houston. Chris, what's first?
All right, we're going to go forward in time. We're going to be in the present. In the second soundbite, we're going to go back in time so people can make the connections. But the first soundbite we're going to listen to, Brian Houston, this is from his message titled, It's Beginning to Rain. And we're going to note he's talking about rain, and he's speaking about it in code talk. What he's really referring to is money, but he's using the metaphor of rain when it comes to his prophecy. And he'll begin by telling us that he's prophesying.
Well, it's beginning to rain. I'm believing for rain. I can smell the rain. I can hear the rain. I believe you're going to feel the rain. I spoke at a Kingdom Builders retreat just a couple of weekends ago. People came from around the country to the Hunter Valley. And there was such a great lean-in at that retreat. It was incredible. And the Lord put a word on my heart for the business people, for the Kingdom Builders, for so many people who, in that group of people, sacrifice and really lead with their generosity. I felt to prophesy rain into their lives, into their businesses, into their endeavors. And I just really feel I want to prophesy rain into your life as well. See, people go through dry seasons. I believe there's people in church today, and maybe things are parched, things are dry. I guess with our Heart for the House next weekend, I'm thinking specifically fiscally, financially, that for whatever reason, maybe you had an unexpected loss, maybe you became redundant, maybe a business person lost contracts. I just heard a great story from our Northern Beaches campus this afternoon that when at the Kingdom Builders retreat, I called people forward who were dry and we were believing for rain. That one business guy came forward and since then has landed two massive supernatural contracts. So praise God. It's raining in his life, their lives, and I believe it's going to rain in your life as well. There's a whole lot of things, a bill you didn't expect. Life taking a turn you didn't expect. But I know all around the room and all around the country there are people, and that includes Bali, there are people who you desperately need rain in your life, rain representing harvest and fruitfulness.
So, Chris, maybe a more burly, more machismo Joel Osteen. I mean, that if you would have taken that as a transcript and handed it to me and said, who preached this, my first guess would have been Joel Osteen.
Yeah, it's kind of in there. But you're going to note, Todd, and that is, I think about this past Sunday, right? It was Trinity Sunday, and we had a little more business to do than normal. I mean, we had the Lord's Supper, we had the Athanasian Creed, and of course the sermon, you know, dealing with the topic of the one God who is three persons, and yet there are not three gods but one God. I mean, there were a lot of things that need to be discussed, and the last thing I would have ever thought to do was stand up in, you know, and from the pulpit say, you know, I feel that God's telling me to tell you that that we need to be believing for rain because I'm prophesying rain or whatever. This is nuts. It's absolutely bonkers when you think about it, but it's blasphemous down to its core because, know what he said, God laid this on my heart. And I cannot emphasize this enough. As soon as you play the God card, you are playing the ultimate authority card. You know, over and again, when we think about different cases that are legal things that happen here in the United States, and everybody knows the highest court that you can appeal to is the Supreme Court. When the Supreme Court makes a decision and they hand down a verdict, it's unalterable, you know, unless the Supreme Court changes it. In the same way, then, when you say God laid this on my heart, there is no higher authority in the entire universe than God himself. And so what you're claiming for whatever comes out of your mouth next is that this comes from the very top authority from God. You better be paying attention because this is what God wants you to hear right now. And of course, what he's saying really is the type of thing that make, you know, if I, you know, I go back to this past Sunday. I mean, all the people who attended Kongsvinger, they heard about the Trinity and they heard about Christ and him crucified for their sins. They heard about the fine, intricate details of the incarnation. They confess these things in the Athanasian Creed. And their sins were laid bare, especially the sin of idolatry. And then they heard about the God who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, nailed to the cross, suffered in the darkness on a Friday afternoon for the forgiveness of their sins. And they didn't hear anything about rain coming their way by way of financial increase or anything like this. They didn't have their scratching ears itched at all. And you can think about the people who are attending Hillsong who heard this message, who must have felt like, wow, I must have hit the spiritual lottery. Can you imagine what, you know, the fact that I attend the church where God is giving our head vision casting leader a prophecy, and this prophecy is great news for me. I'm looking forward to seeing the big increase in the bottom line in my bank account. And the thing is that God hasn't commanded him to preach any of this stuff. And the reason why people are showing up there is because Brian Houston is whetting their appetite of their sinful passion. Here, the sinful passion is greed. Rather than calling them to repent of their greed, he's making it look like God is ready to play into it and just feed their greed like no other.
I wonder about this kind of psychologically from a listener's perspective. Those who go to hear Brian Houston, as you just mentioned, or watch him at all these satellites, is there kind of, in your observation, a critical mass for these people that look, okay, he claims to have heard from God. And if that was just my mailman claiming to have heard from God, I would just chuckle and say, fine, go your way. I wouldn't take it seriously. But come on, this is Brian Houston. This guy mm-hmm. has, they claim 100,000 people every Sunday in their affiliate network there. He's got to be hearing from God. The critical mass is there. What do you think?
Well, and see, this is where the temptation lies, is that the American mindset is that it's not might makes right, it's success makes right. And so in the American mindset, and we've exported this around the world, if somebody is numerically and financially successful, we see that as the ultimate authority and proof that God's hand is on that person's life, and we would be foolish to not jump on board and support that person. And the thing is that when you do that, you've taken the word of God and you've shoved it to the side, because Christ so explicitly warned about men like Brian Houston. And here we began the segment by noting that the Apostle Paul even prophesied about men like Brian Houston. And so you cannot look at somebody's success, their bottom line, how big their movement is, how many people attend, or anything like that, to determine the truthfulness of their message. In order to determine the truthfulness of somebody's message, you have to square it with the Word of God. And if it can't be squared, then the person, you are left with only one conclusion, and that is that they're a false teacher and somebody who should be avoided, and their success is no sign of God's blessing. In fact, over and again, I would point out that in kind of normal human parlance, we talk about those people who, you know, kind of mythologically, who've sold their soul to the devil, which is the reason why they're experiencing such fame and fortune. I would note that Brian Houston is a guy who is experiencing both fame and fortune, and yet over and again, I've covered him for more than a decade on my program, I have yet to hear him rightly handle a single biblical text. I can point you to example after example after example where he refuses or shows he's incapable of rightly handling a biblical text. I can't even remember the last time I heard him preach the gospel. I don't think I've ever heard him really preach the gospel. And as a result of it, his success means nothing to me, because when you compare what he's preaching to the Word of God, it doesn't square. And it's clear that what he's trying to do is to scratch itching ears. He's just really good at doing that and telling people what they want to hear. And as a result of that, people have rewarded him very richly with fame and fortune for not preaching Christ.
What's next from Brian Houston?
Now, this one's going back in time to the 1990s. And this is just a one-minute commercial. This is where Brian Houston was far more overt in his prosperity preaching. I'll let it speak for itself.
New from Pastor Brian Houston, money.
There's not one person in this building who doesn't need more money. And if you say, well, I don't need more money, then I would say you have a very poor outlook on life.
You'll learn why you need more money.
Because money is a tool that can accomplish phenomenal things. What money can do in your hand is bless, it can help, it can build, it can increase, it can bring vision, it can strengthen.
You'll learn how to get more money. And you'll learn how to have wealth without having a love for money.
Poor does not have to be permanent. All the answers here, you say, well, you know, how do you know that? Because why would the scripture say, let the poor say, I am rich? If it wasn't the will of God to break the power of poverty over people's life.
In this life-changing tape series, Pastor Brian Houston will challenge you to live according to the principles of God and see his blessing on your life as you become a money magnet.
Oh, Chris, the internet is forever, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And just so you know, there was a book that accompanied that message, and it was published in 1999. The title of the book is You Need More Money, Discovering God's Amazing Financial Plan for Your Life. And you'll note that Brian Houston, when he was younger and had a little more hair, he was a lot more overt and out front with the fact that he was a prosperity preacher, basically telling people that God wants them to have more money. And I can tell you this, is that Scripture is so clear on this, that when it comes to our attitude towards money, our prayer is taken from the Proverbs, that may I not have too much that I despise God, or too little that I steal and besmirch God's name. You know, and so we pray daily for our daily bread, not that we become money magnets. There's no biblical text that teaches us to become a money magnet. So I would say this, is that Brian Houston has never repented of this, but he is quite skilled, and he's able to put his finger into the wind, and he knows very clearly that if he were to preach today as overtly as he did in the 1990s about money the way he is, that it would alert too many people and they would see him for what he is. So what he's done nowadays is he still preaches a prosperity message, but he's become very skilled at kind of masking it and hiding it in code talk, which is what we've been listening to in the sermon, It's Beginning to Rain. He's talking about rain, but he's not talking about rain. He's really talking about money, but he can't talk about money overtly because people would nail him to the wall. So he's kind of doing a little bit of a fan dance, you know, where you can kind of see it, but you can't see it. So he can kind of deny it, but not deny it. It's really fascinating what he does.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. Today, we're talking about some recent money prophecies made by Hillsong's Pastor Brian Houston. We'll hear a little bit more next. How are the solas of the Lutheran Reformation God's gift to all Christians? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is titled Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. You can read an excerpt and purchase Grace, Faith, Scripture at IssuesETC.org. Be sure to request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran.
Discover a truly Lutheran approach to education. Concordia University Chicago's Center for the Advancement of Lutheran Liberal Arts supports a vibrant, growing community of classical educators. Whether you're a teacher, administrator, parent, or homeschooler, we have the resources and contacts you need to start a child's journey into the Lutheran Liberal Arts. Visit cuchicago.edu/cala. That's C-A-L-L-A.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues, Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking about recent money prophecies made by Hillsong's Pastor Brian Houston. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Chris had just mentioned how he can barely remember when Brian Houston last preached the gospel, which is really the task of every Christian preacher, to constantly preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name. You're going to find it, if you can't find it in Brian Houston's preaching, you will find it in a very simple, very easy to access form in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June called Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran. Here's a little bit, just a taste of what you'll find there. Because this relationship with God is by his gracious choice, our relationship doesn't waver each day with failure or success. By grace alone, God has chosen us into this relationship. He welcomes the prodigal children with joyous, heavenly laughter. He has already placed our sins onto his Son on the cross so he can wrap his arms around us and welcome us home. You'll find that and more of that simple message of grace in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran. It's at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. All right, Chris, we've had present-day Brian Houston. We've had 1990s Brian Houston, a little more overt in his "you need more money." What's next?
All right, we're coming back to present-day Brian Houston, and pay close attention to the biblical text he's going to refer to as backing up this rain prophecy.
You know, rain in the Bible, it really only came when Adam and Eve were created. There was no real need for rain before that. There were no herbs in the field, the Bible says. There was no fruit. And the truth is that Eden itself was fed by a river. So the water came from a river that reached the Garden of Eden, branched off in four different directions. But then God says this. He says in Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 5, it said, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. So what it's saying is, because there was no man, there was no need for rain. And why did God bring rain? So that he could work, so he could till the ground, so that they could literally bring fruitfulness and they could see a harvest. I believe that rain, God created it not just for the ground, not just for, you know, the climate and so on. He brought rain for you. And I believe today still that God wants to bring rain in your life. So rain, it wasn't exactly a promise in those days, but in Deuteronomy chapter 11, rain became a covenant blessing. Rain became a sign of fruitfulness. It became a sign of harvest. It became a sign of blessing. And I believe that same covenant blessing for you tonight, wherever you are and whatever your situation. And so listen to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 11. To 14, but the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drink water from the rain of heaven. A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year, remember this, God's eyes are on his promise from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. So no matter what the season, no matter whether it's dry or whether it's wet, God's eyes are on his promise. And in your life, whatever's going on right now, God's eyes are on his promise for you and for your life and for your resource and your finance as well.
Chris, that is a substitute gospel, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, oh, man, it unpacking that is just painful. Deuteronomy 11, I would remind everybody that the book of Deuteronomy is like Moses' last monologue to the people of Israel before they go into the promised land. And the covenant that is being invoked there is the Mosaic covenant. A good way to think of the Mosaic covenant is as a land lease agreement. It is not a covenant of grace. It is a covenant of works. Do these things, and God will permit you to stay in the land. Disobey God and his commands, and God and the land will vomit you out. It's again, the Mosaic covenant is not a covenant of grace at all. And what he does is he takes the conditional clauses of the Mosaic covenant, if you love me, then I will send you the rain, and basically is saying that this is the good news, that God is looking at his after his promises to give you finances. But the real promises of God lie in Christ, in the forgiveness of our sins, us being reconciliated to God by the shed blood of Christ. And our promise is not wealth here and now, and God, and even Christ doesn't promise us rain the way Brian is talking, but our promise is that we are reconciled to the Father, and as a result of that, we have eternal life, that we will be raised on the last day when Christ returns in glory to judge the living and the dead, and we will live forever, it resurrected in a new heaven, a new earth, visibly able to see the face of Christ. And you know, those are the real promises that we have. But this substitute gospel of Brian's is, I mean, it's number one, it's not even a promise of God. Number two, it just salivates and whets and excites the sinful passion of greed within people and makes it sound like God is all about filling your greedy desires rather than calling you to repent of your greed and to trust in him for your daily bread.
With only 30 seconds, the sad thing is, given this man's influence, there are a whole generation of pastors who are going to model their preaching right after him. His bad influence is going to last for a long time. That's pretty scary, Chris.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know far too many LCMS congregations who use Hillsong songs during their church services. And you know, hopefully this segment will give them an idea of the quality of the man that they are supporting by using these worship songs in their service. They have no place in a Christian church, let alone a Lutheran church. But the influence that he's had and continues to have on up-and-coming new generation of younger people within the visible church is, it's frightening, to say the least.
What kind of rain will you be prophesying for your listeners on Fighting for the Faith tonight, Chris?
Yeah, no, we're going to get real rain here in North Dakota, but we're going to be looking at Beth Moore. She recently preached an actual sermon at a congregation, and we have video footage of it. And so we're going to be looking at Beth Moore, and we're going to be talking about a category I'm calling autonomianism. Ask me about that in the future. We'll talk about what an autonomian is, but I think Beth Moore is one of them.
Listen to Chris Roseborough in Fighting for the Faith in about 5 minutes right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the moral, civil, and ceremonial laws in the Old Testament with Dr. Christopher Mitchell, and we'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions, talking with Pastor Paul McCain about the sacrament of the altar in Luther's Small Catechism. What God promises in Christ Jesus and fulfills in Christ Jesus isn't just rain or prosperity. For heaven's sakes, those things don't last. Eternal life, forgiveness, and salvation in Christ's name. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead."
Morning Chapel from Cramer Chapel.
"And that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations."
Live weekday mornings at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, 7:30 Mountain, and 6:30 Pacific at issuesetc.org.